you're about to be hooked on another eloquently delivered Tales from the Tinny Tidbit. Take the bait. Subscribe to the podcast at abc.net.au/tinny, on the ABC Listen app, or your preferred podcast provider.
I'm Andy from Canberra.
I'm Lud from Canberra.
And Mal from Canberra.
Mate, we're here, I guess, as part of an ongoing family fishing journey that's been going now for about 10 years. We come up here probably anywhere from 6 to 10 times a year, depending on what's happening in Canberra.
We're standing here next to a very large vessel called the Can Do. And it's got Humpty Doo and Canberra written on the port side, on the outer, just under the gunwale. And it's got a couple of big engines on it. I think you were saying before, fully laden, it's about 4 ton worth. Looks a little bit different in spots. What's different about the Can Do?
When we first started coming up here, we had a top ender, a little 5 metre, and an offshore 6.6. And there used to be two groups. There'd be dads, or the old cronies, we used to call them, and then the young guys come up 8 or 9 trips a year. And we did that for about 10 years. And then, as life would have it, Dad had a cycling accident and got a spinal cord injury, which means he can't really get into the small boats anymore, hence Can Do. And I guess it was kind of born out of our tie-up with Humpty Doo, you know, with some good friends here that we met per chance that have looked after our boats and looked after our family when we've been coming up here. And the boat size, obviously, is so that we can handle, you know, Dad, hospital bed, commode, hoist, about 10 extra tons of gear,
wheelchair,
medicines. But it was also a big part of the reason why, you know, I think he recovered mentally in hospital. One of the things he thought he was going to lose was fishing up here, and he didn't lose it.
How big a part did this play in your recovery?
Well, at first I didn't think I'd ever be up here again, so I was resigned to that for a few years. And even though Andrew got the boat and started fitting it out, I still had my doubts about it, but I always longed to get back. At first we had a little run came up when we spent the night on Darwin Harbour, listening to the boats go past all night and hoping that none of them crashed into me. And then we did a trip around to Pocock's Beach.
That's right.
And I actually got off the beach and with the wheelchair ramped off the back of the boat and met a few friends up and down the beach where we'd camp. And since then I've been up here a few times. To be quite frank, each time I've felt quite a deal better. I still get a little bit choked up at times thinking about, you know, particularly when Andrew's cleaning the boat down, and I think, well, I should be on the side with a scrubbing brush myself and a pot of water. But nevertheless, I still enjoy the company of Doug and Shelley, whose hospitality has been beyond belief, to be quite honest.
Talk me through some of the modifications.
We've installed like a track system through the centre of the boat, which a sliding 12-volt hoist system goes along, and that allows us to transfer Dad between his sort of shower commode and his wheelchair, which he's in when he's on the boat, and also a hospital bed with adjustable headrest and footrest for him when he gets in there. So once he's in there with his gear and his commode, his hoist, wheelchair, with a couple of blokes and a heap of fishing gear and plenty of beers, There's not much room.
So we've got here, you can probably see here, this big ramp.
Yes, yes.
So we get Dad in his wheelchair.
Yep.
We put the ramp up to the back of Dougie's Hilux ute. So Dad goes up the ramp onto the Hilux, and then we readjust the ramp to go from the back of the Hilux up to the back of the boat. And Dad drives his wheelchair up onto the boat from there. So it's a bit of a process, and it attracts a few eyes when you're doing it in public, but it works.
And some people out there with tinnies, you know, think that they have difficulty launching. they think that they've got a complex operation.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, the other mods were we kind of, one thing you need when you've got a bloke in a wheelchair to look after is as much room as possible. So we pulled out a toilet and a shower and a cooker system, changed the doors to a double door system, and put this great big roof on the back.
We've talked a lot about the boat.
Yep.
Have you been fishing?
We just spent two nights, 3 days roughly. We launched at Shady Camp, went down to the mouth and then ducked up to the Wildman for a couple of nights and then fished some of the reefs up around Pocock's Beach. Mm. So, and Dad pretty much bagged out on snapper, so we have a pretty good system where we use a rod holder that fixes the rod in place and we strap, because he can't use his fingers, we tape one hand onto the rod and then he can kind of hook his hand around the reel,
knob on the reel.
Yeah, it's pretty tedious. Anything of size has got a fair chance of getting away. But he did get more in than he let go this trip, which was great.
Yep. Yeah, it did very well.
Bagged out on Goldie, so we got a full of those, and we got two big Deweys as well.
There's one interesting modification. That's a toilet seat which hangs over the rear of the boat. I'm nowhere near it, but I must be rather daunting for these fellows to be sitting over the rear of the boat, crocs all over the bank and everything else. But it's got the best flushing system in the world.
That's true.
It just goes whoosh straight through the
straight through the
centre of the cap. And it's gone.
Well, gentlemen, it has been an absolutely inspirational chat that we've had tonight. I really do appreciate your time. I commend your effort. This is the great Australian spirit. We'll see you back in the territory, no doubt, again. And thanks so much for talking to Tales from the Tinny.
Thanks, Andy. No worries, Andy. Really appreciate it. And anyone out there that sees a big F-250 towing a great big tinny saying "Can Do" on the side with a little wheelchair logo with a bloke fishing on it, say g'day, because we love it up here.
Absolutely.